I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Last month, we reported on the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom's annual report, and now the commission has released a special country update on Bangladesh, expressing concern about the Vested Property Act and several other issues. FMI's Vincent Michael says the Vested Property Act allows people to seize property from religious minorities, including Christians. Please pray believers would boldly proclaim Christ even in the face of discrimination. And COVID-19 kills approximately 80 people a day in Yemen. At missionnews.org, there's a full report written by a Yemeni believer from a Muslim background who lives in the diaspora. This person says believers in the hardest-hit areas of Yemen are leaving sadness and fear at the foot of the cross. They're united in prayer and a commitment to follow the best prevention and health practices. Let's stand with our brothers and sisters in Yemen, even as they pray for us. For Mission Network News, I'm Todd Morris.